Let us again start the Mishnah. Sheresh Nogach Esapore, when that man bore a medalist. Sheresh Nogach Esapore, when Nimsa Ubra Betsido, Bein Yodua, Imhacheloi Nokha Yoldo, Umisha Nokha Yoldo, if the Hapole was before the Negiche or after the Negiche. Zmeshalem Chatzi Nezek Lapore, that we zicha know that the Sher Shanogach HaSapore, so the Baal HaSher pays Chatzi Nezek Lapore, Urviya Nezek Levlad. And the Vlad, that the Pore was Mapo, it's a Sofik, that the Pore was because of the Sher, not because of the Sher, so the Mishnah is going according to Sumchus that holds Momen Hamut B'Sofik Chilke. וכן פורו שנוקרס אשר ונמצא בלודו בצידו. The other case around, that a poro was נגח אשר ונמצא בלודו בצידו. And now we see the vlad of the poro was born. ואין ידוע, and I don't know אם עד שלא נוקרו יולדו, if the vlad was born before the נגיחה. So then the בעל הפורו only pays miguf ha-pore, because the pore was mazik. The vlad was not at all mishtatef in the hezik, since the vlad was born before the hezik. In mishenokha yoldo, or maybe the vlad was born after the negiche, so it comes out, hi uvlodo nokha, so it comes out that there is a schus gviya from the vlad also. The vlad is also a sher tam that we gave him migufa. So if in the guf apora there's not enough to pay, so then we'll be gaiva from the vlad. Is mishtalim chatzi nezek min apora, raviya nezek min avlad. Let us see the Gemara. Omar Rav Yehuda Meshmuel, Zu Divrei Sumchis. Our Mishnah is going according to Sumchis, the Omar Momen Hamutl Besofik Chilkin. If there is Momen Hamutl Besofik, that means, Belitai Neseyem Yesofik Lebesn, Besofik is without any tainus. Edem saw the Negiche of the Sher, they were unable to be mevarer if actually not chayolda, misha not chayolda. So there is a sofik b'faneinu. So then, Simchas holds if there's a sofik b'faneinu, chelkem. So that's the fairest oifen of being making a pshar in the sofik. So we say chelke. This is shitas sumches. Avol chachamim oimrim ze klal godol bedin. Hamoitzi mechaveiroi olav araya. We will not be moitzi momen from a muzik without bringing a raya. From a mele. So according to the chachamim, we'll never say chelke if we have to be moitzi from someone. Bisofik were not mighty. So the Gemara asks, Lomali Lameimer Ze Klal Godl Bedin. Why did Shmuel have to say, Chamam Ze Klal Godl Bedin? Chamam say, I'm mighty mechaber all of a raya. Itzrech tafilu nizik oimer bori, umazik oimer shemo. So Shmuel is coming to tell us that we say Hamoitz Mechaver Olav Araya Afilu in the case of Bori Veshema, that the Nizik says he was there, he witnessed the Negiche, and he saw Klal that Misha Nokcha Yolda. The Mazik was not there, the Bala Asher was not there, and he says Shema. Afilo Nizik Oimer Bori, Mazik Oimer Shem is also Hamitzi Mechaberoi Olavarai. Now let us see Taisvis. Sher Shenogach Esapore, Zu Divrei Sumchis. Eba Sumchis holds that you'll say Chilkim, Teimo. בפרק השואל משמע, לאומר סומכס יחלקו, אלו באימד באגם, גבי המחלף פורה בחמר. פורך בגמורה עמי יחלקו, ונחזה ברשוס דמן קיימת. There it is speaking about as follows. You had a transaction. Reuven owned the chamer, Shimon owned the pore, and they wanted to be machlefet. So, al tachlofe, the minute Shimon is moishech the chamer, automatically the pore belongs to Reuven. Fine? The Maisa Shimon was Moshech the Chamer. Let us make it interesting. This was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Shimon was Moshech the Chamer. So 4 o'clock, we know 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the Porah belongs to Reuven. But now we have a shtickel problem. Our problem is the Porah was Mu'beres 3 o'clock. 5 o'clock, we come to the Porah and we see she had a vlad. Now, the Shaila is, when did this later occur? So if 4 o'clock she was still Mu'beres, so Memela, so the Vlad belongs to Reuven. The Vlad belongs to Reuven because Shimon was Moshech, the Chamoya 4 o'clock, and if she was still Mu'beres 4 o'clock, she was Koine, the Apora Mu'beres. So Memele, so the Vlad was born after 4, so it belongs to Reuven. If the Vlad was born before 4, so he was just Kaina Apora alone. He's just selling Apora. We haven't the faintest idea when the Vlad was born. So the Mishnah says, we'll say Yachloiku on the Vlad. We'll divide it up. I don't know what belongs to Reuven and Shimon, so Reuven will take care and Shimon will take care. Frag the Gemara, Amai Yachloiku, V'nechse Bershus Deman Kaima. Let us see in whose Rishus the Vlad is. So let us say for practical purposes, the Vlad was in the Rishus of Reuven. Reuven before possessed the Porah and the Vlad. So the Gemara says, so if the Vlad is Bershus Reuven, So let's give the Vlad to Reuven. Why do we say Yachleiku? Omar Shmuel, so Shmuel said, Boimedes Ba'agam. Shmuel says, it is speaking about Boimedes Ba'agam. No, the Vlad is standing in a Mokim Hefka. So Memela, no one is a Murzik in the Vlad. So therefore, we say Chilkin. Fine. Upore. So the Gemara continues. V'nukme becheskas morikam. But the Gemara says, but let's tell it becheskas morikam. What's a becheskas morikam? That means at 3 o'clock, Yitzicha belonged, the Uber belonged to Reuven. I'm clearing, did 4 o'clock, did a change occur in the status of the Bailus of Reuven? Did he lose his bailus on the Uber, or didn't he lose the bailus on the Uber? So v'shtalam chazoke. We'll say that the mistama, just like 3 o'clock it was his, so 4 o'clock it was also his. So Kocha was born before 4. Kocha was born before 4, because it was still Mubelis 4 o'clock. Cheskas Morikama tells me that the ownership of the Uber remained in the, it belongs to the previous owner. 3 o'clock at Zichah belonged to Reuven. So now the Shaila is, was it born 3:45? So then it also belongs to Reuven. Was it born 3:45? Then it belongs to Shimon. So, Cheskas Morikam is Mevayer, that just like it was Reuven's till now, I have to assume the Uber is still Reuven's now, and Akocha was born 3:45. So Mamela, it's Reuven. So the Gemara says, Amani Sumchesi. Oh, it's going according to Sumches. Sumches says, Chilkim. Sumches does not say, Yishtelan Cheskes Morikame. Sumches says, you say Chilkim. Midaloi Omar Elo. It seems the Gemara doesn't say Ella. That means, so we on the first kasha, we yes the kasha less lechse b'shusa the man kaime. And that we said, oh, that's a merdike kasha. We have to say it's speaking about that it's paga. We came to the second kasha, but what's with Marikama? Oh, she says, no, it's going according to Sumchus, and Sumchus holds that even though there's a cheskes Marikama, you still say chilke. The Gemara doesn't say Ella. Mashmid lehoda bei mishinuye kame. That a filu, according to Sumchis, you're not mighty from a mukhsik. That means if it's bershus of a person, that means Sumchis that says, momen amutal besofek chelkim, this is only that a cheskes mori kame cannot be mevarer the sofek, and I say chelkim. But if someone is a mukhsik in the Vlad, then fights in the hall. Yeah, I might see mechaber all over Raya. You can be mighty from a Muslim. You can be mighty from a Morikama, but not from a Muslim. Now, Agimore says, now we have over here a Shaila, Shoy Shenogach HaSapor, and we have a Sofik, can he mon from the Shoy, the Dmei Ha'uba? We have a Sofik. So if this happened Bershus Bailim, so we should say Amitz Mechaver Olavarayin, he should be potter to pay for the Yuba. So our Mishnah, we could say, is speaking about, no, this didn't happen Bershus HaShoyer, this happened Ba'agam and Amokim Hefka, the Shoyer was Negeya, so the Bailim also wasn't Murzik in the Shoyer, he only had a Morikam on the Shoyer. I'm calling a Shaila. How much of the Shoyer changed over its Bailis? How much of the Shoyer belongs now to the Nizik? The Chatzi Nizik of the Pore, or also Chatzi Nizik of the Uber? So Memele, so since it's Oymed Ba'agam, No one, it's not, the Shoyer is not Bershus Bailov. So then, Tzumcha says, Mama, namutu besofek chelkim. Vahach dahoch ike luk me boimedes ba'agam l'rabbi kivit, da'om ayuch lot ha'shem. Avo l'rabbi yishmoyo, b'fak toises ha'meir dike ka'ashem. According to Rabbi Yishmael, the Mosul is Salik Lei Bezuzi. According to Rabbi Yishmael, the Baal Asher can be Mosalik Bezuzi Lei Tishyashe. Rabbi Zoy is very shver. What's very shver? According to Rabbi Yishmael, Amar Dikekashe. The money that the Baal Asher has is not Baaga. The money that he has, that's in his safe. His money is in his safe. So, when the Nizik comes, you know there's a Shaila if Yeshua was Negeach, the Uba, not Negeach. Fine, I hear the Shaila. Listen, first of all, I want to tell you, I want to pay you with money. No, you can pay with money. Kohen Yishmael can pay with money. Fine, pay with money. Okay, now let's clear a Shaila that I owe you money. In my money, I'm a Muzik. My money is in my house. So I feel according to Sumchis, you say, Hamaitz mechaver yolov araya. So the Taisa says, Akash, if the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shmuel, so it's bitter. I have a raya from the Gemara in Ashoyu that a filu sumchis that says, Momen amutu besofik chilkim, but tafki keneged amorikam. But keneged amurzik, sumchis also holds Hamaitz mechaver yolov araya. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, we're not necessarily moaning from the Guf HaShoyer. The Mazik can say, I want to pay you money, so we're moaning money. So now the Shail is, I owe you money, and I'm a Muzik in my money. His savings were not Ba'agam, his savings were in the house. So he's a Muzik in the money. So let's say, Maitse Mechaber, all of Araya. So what is Pshat Na Mishneh? Shmuel Zot. And the irony is it's the same Shmuel. Am Avida Shmuel? Then we all said Shmuel. The Shmuel is a kasha. Let's go for some muzik. So the Gemara said, yeah, yeah, it's good kasha. Speak about the medes ba'agam. Then Moed Mori Kam. So you see from Shmuel that Shmuel holds the pashas that Gemara by says that Shmuel holds that afilu Sumchis that holds Chelkim, that's only that we say Chelkim Keneged Cheskes Marikama. We don't say Chelkim Keneged Amur Zekomo. So, Bezo Yishverda Unze Shmuel, what's Pshatzu Duvrei Sumchis? Ahaka Sumchis say Chelkim according to Rabbi Shmuel. Ach, Meyahida Meniach Koshe. But the Gemara Meniach is Shver. So here we have a Pesahal Bekashe. Maybe the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kive, or Yuchla Tashef. Ach, Meyahida Meniach Koshe. No, I said wrong. Let's say a little better. Taisvis and Ashayil answers, Taisus and Hashel asked this kasha, and Taisus says, Amor de Kazach, that, what the Gemara says, that, Afilo according to Sumchis, if he's a Murzik Mamish, you say, Amoitz Mechaber Lo Varaye, that's Tavke, if the Murzik is tining a tainus body. A murzik with a tainus bori, then you say a meitz mecheberi olavarai. But a murzik with a tainus shema, then Shmuel holds, then Simchus holds, you say, mom namutu basafik chelkim. That's a teret that Taisus says in Hashayim. So memela, we can start breathing a little easier. Amavidam Shmuel zodivrei Simchus, am a mom namutu basafik chelkim, avchem zek al god meitz olavarai, afilu, so al kaponim, we see that our Gemara is speaking about mazik oimer shemo. So mazik oimer shemo, so fine. So then muzik also doesn't help. So that's pshat na mishneh. Pshat na mitvakert. Sumchis, we're speaking about the mazik oimer shemo. So their muzik doesn't help. So mamela, in the Gemara, in Hashoyel, that says, Lazid B'shusa, the mankind is speaking about that each one is tining a tainus bori, that the muzik is tining a tainus bori. So, late is Yashe, but al kaponim, a teretz we could say, Ach mehi de meniach koshe, about the Gemara na meniach is shre, the Dayik, the Gemara says, the Gemara Meniach says as follows, that they're speaking about Meniach, that a share was chasing another share, and then all of a sudden we see the share HaNirdaf got banged up. The Shaila is, how did it get banged up? Did it get banged up because the first share pushed it into a cellar, and then the first share was a mazik? Or did it get banged up because since it was being chased, so it ran and it banged itself up? That's a gomit, so you put it. So it's a sophic. So the Mishnah says, Amayitz mechaber olabarai. Fine, it's a sophic. You don't know if my share was mazik. My share was not mazik. Amayitz mechaber olabarai. So the Gemara says, the dayik, zoi saimeres, oh, from this Mishnah we see, Chalukim olav chaveira bal sumchis, demash mahosn dafilu bebori ubori kama sumchis vechelkim. The Gemara says the Mishnah is speaking about bori ubori. And by bori ubori, sumchis holds, you say chelkim. And the Chachamim say, amaitz mechaveir lo varaya. So we see that the Chachamah chelik on sumchis. So Taisvah says, so what's the raya? Where do you have a whole raya chacham chelkim al sumchis? Maybe the Mishnah is speaking about that this was bebeisoi, so the shoyer hamazik is boshusa, so then sumchis is also moide. Oy, ki Rabbi Shmuel dama balchoy v'matzosuki bezuzi v'taisa v'leke sumchis. How did the Gemara bring a raya from the Mishnah? Oh, we see Sumchis is chelik on the Chachamim. Tala bori bori, that's the Chiddush, the Chachamim are telling us not like Sumchis. That's for sure. The Mishnah is going to fill according to Sumchis. And Sumchis is maide, that if there's an emes and muzik, You say, I'm a mechaber all over Raya, but Bari, you Bari, and the Mishnah could be speaking by the name of Samuk. So the Maisa, Tosfos remains with Akasha. So now, let's go further. Shmuel said, Afilu Nizik Oima Bari Umazik Oima Shema. That's called Godel Bedin. Afilu Nizik said Bari, that it was Mazik the Uba. The Mazik said Shema. Afilu Hochi the Chachomim say, Amaitz Mechavere Olavarai. Vim Toima. Vamachuyev Shvue Beine Yochel Shavahu. שזה מוידה במקצס בנזק הפורא, בנזק הבלד אומר איני יודע, מתוך שאני יוכל לשוב ומשלם כדום הרוב בפרק השויר. Now, before we go to Tosfos Kashya, let us make a few הקדומות. הקדומה number one, Tosfos has a very interesting cash over here. We have over here, there was a negiche that the share bait, the pore was zicha negeyach, the uber is a safik of was negeyach. So Tosfos says, first of all, tamayda bemiktas. Tamayda bemiktas. The nizik is a bori. So let's now visualize the case. The Nizik says to the Mazik, listen, your share was Negeach, my Pore and the Yubel. That's what the Nizik is saying. The Mazik is saying, yeah, your Pore was Mazik, that's for sure. The Uber, I don't know. So let us work a little backwards. What would be if he would have said, be Bori and Bori? So he says, it wasn't Mazik the Uba. I was also there. It wasn't Mazik the Uba. So L'chayra, what should the din be? So then the din will be, Yomayda B'mitzis. I'm mourning from you, Tashlumim, for two hezekis, for the hezek of the Pore and the hezek of the Uba. You're telling me you owe me for the hezek of the Pore. You're makhish the hezek of the Uba. So swear, Yomayda B'mitzis, swear that it wasn't Mazik the Uba. This would have been by Bori Yabori. And now, since you can't swear, we have a klal mitoich sheini yochel ishova. If you can't swear, you pay. So what's pshat, according to the Chacham, you say, amoitz mechaber olavaraya, pum faker. He has to pay for the whole uba. So mechu yeshvu v'ni yochel ishova. That is Tosfos Kashya. So now, there's a big problem here. How did he become a Maida B'mitzis? A Maida B'mitzis, we're talking about a Tam over here. We're talking about a Tam, which is a Knas. We pass from Palganiska Knosa. So he's Maida that was Negeach the Pora. So that, he does, is worthless. It doesn't mean anything. Maida B'Knas Pata. So there's no Heido. There's nothing. So where did he get a Maida B'mitzis? How did Tosfos jumps already with a Maida B'mitzis? There's no Maida B'mitzis to begin with. This kasha frak the mara. Matter of fact, the kasha, there's no way to be mitzvah. How do you start? You don't get off base one. There's no way to be mitzvah. Zot the mara. There's a gemara in Bob Metzia. The gemara in Bob Metzia says as follows. That just like way to be mitzvah is chayi b'shvuah, hados eidim is also chayi b'shvuah. What's the case of hados eidim? Hados eidim means as follows. Reuven comes over to Shimon and says, I lent you $100. But Shimon never borrowed a penny from you. Come to Edom, and the two Edom said like this, we saw him borrow $50. What happened later, we went away right away, but we saw he borrowed $50. Zok to Gemara, it's a member of Rav Chiya, and we paskin like this, that just like if he's moida on a miktas, he has to swear on the other miktas, I feel he's a kaifer hakel, but if Edom say he owes half, so he has to swear on the other half. So Mamela is a Kamaram, that's Antaisus Kasha. We're talking about, if we're paying over here, say there has to be Edom over. This is Palganiska Knossa. So Kochach, there's Edom, that Edom were there, and they were watching, they saw Klaw, the Shoyer was Negech, the Pole. The Uba, there was too much dust to see what happened with the Uba. Later they found the dead Uba, the, so the Lashon Moed B'Mitzvah is not is from his Eido. His Eido is worthless. But Eidim were made that it was Zichah Negeach the Pole. We don't know Bechlal if he was Negeach the Uba. He also doesn't know. He's a Shema. So it's Mitech Shin Yochel Yishova Mishal. That's the Ivra of Taisa. But now let's go one step further. The Zamer Deke Chakire, Rabbi Kevege brings down the Chakire here, Chakire from Gedoyle Achreine. This Aloche of Mitoich Shein Yochel Yishova Mishalem, if you can't swear, you pay. What are the mechanics of this Aloche? So there are two mahalchim how to understand the mechanics of this halach. There's one mahalach that Rabbi Kevege says that really, by amoyde b'miktsas, we see that the teveya is, he sounds pretty right. He's mourning, and the nitzvah says, you're right, but not as much as you say. But from the whole scenario, we see that the yesh dvorim begav, the teveya is episatayna cheshuve, he's mourning, you owe me, I tackle you, but. So, Zutrabi Kevega, meiker adin you'd have to pay. That is enough of a bill to pay. And Eidechot says, you owe 100 talents, that's enough a bill that you have to pay. It will remain with this. But the Torah said, but if the Nitva will swear with a Sefer Torah and be makrish the eight, the Nitva will swear, I don't owe the other half. No. Now we have a bill of akel. A person took a Sefer Torah in his hand and he swore, b'shem Hashem, I don't owe you the other half. I don't owe you. No. That means we are working with Heichoches. Mitzad Echot, the tviya of the teveya sounds very good. And for us, it's enough to be mechayiv the nitva. But if the nitva is makrish the tviya with a shvua, he swears. So now we have a chokha fakel, so then he doesn't have to pay. What if he doesn't swear, or he can't swear? So we're back to the chokha, that the chokha alone is, He has an opportunity to be makrish day. If he doesn't have the opportunity, he can't be makrish day. Is the haychacha alone is sufficient? That's one way we can learn pshat. There's another way we can learn pshat. It works in a delayed action. What's a delayed action? First, amoyde b'mitzvah is chayav shvua. That's number one. He's chayiv shvua, not chayiv mamon. But there's a chayiv, you have to be mevarer. I see there's something, you have to be mevarer with a shvua. That's halacha number one. Now there's a second halacha we learn out from a posik. If he doesn't swear, or if he can't swear, you have to pay. But not that you have to pay because they have a birur on mamon. No, you don't have a birur on mamon. But the din is, either you'll swear, or if you won't swear, you'll have to pay. That's a second way. So that means the din tashlumim is a poil yoytzei from the chiyiv shvua. There's a loch, a person who's mechuyiv to swear. He's mechuyiv to mevad hashal. If he doesn't swear, he's mechuyiv to pay. But it works in delayed action. It's not a din moment. Zot Rabbi Kevege. There are two, to understand Tois Viskasha, there, it depends, there's a big problem over here. Let's go backwards. There's a svore that the Rav HaMagid says, the Tur says, The purpose of Shvua is, we're putting him under pressure. You have to swear with the Sefer Torah that you're right. We want him to be Moida. That means if he's a liar, it's very uncomfortable to swear with the Sefer Torah. Shvua, it's a very inexpensive Indian. So that what we're putting him, we're telling him to swear, we want him to be Moida. If you don't swear, you have to pay. No, he doesn't want to swear, so he'll be made, he'll pay. Zet karava market. So by knosses, this whole, I mean, the chi of shvua is a way of twisting his arm that he should be made. Because, yeah, that's the union of shvua. But zet karava market, by knosses, I'm made, I owe you. But then, you're potter. Made by knosses, potter. So by Knosses, the whole concept of Shvu is not applicable. Means that the Rav Magida, let's talk about a Poshut case. Neidechot comes and says that Shoich HaNogach, Shoich HaNogach, Yeshua was Negech his Pola. So the Neidechot, Zik the Rav Magid, what do you want? The Torah was never matal achiv shvu on him, because if you put it, the whole purpose of achiv shvu that he should be made, if he'll be made, he'll be potter. Made beknas is potter. So there's no achiv shvu to begin with. That's if you learn the second way. If you learn the first way, then this doesn't work. Because be'emes, since we learned the first way, it's called, we have a bidul of mammon already. There's no din of hidobi. I know klo you owe from the Ados Adam. Adam said that Yeshoir was Negeach, the Pore, you're chayiv to pay for the Uber already. A case of a, you're chayiv to pay for the Uber through the Adam. I know enough already. I know enough. I don't need your Ador. So then, he's paying knas. Not because Afili, he'll be Maida, he's also Chayiv. There's a Chayiv Mammon already. It's stacked up already. A Maida b'mitzas, if you hold me Tevshin, Yechalushova, Mishalim, there's a Chayiv Mammon already. There's a Chayiv Mammon, so it doesn't matter that it's a Knas, he'll be Maida, you owe it already. It's like Edom were Mavar Lifnei Bezin that you owe for the Yuba. Zot Rabbi Kivega, we can have Vita Lutamantosis, the second Teretz held that the din of mitoich is a delayed action. It's not chal right away achiyev moment. First is chal achiyev shvua. And then there's a din, if he can't swear, he's mechuyev to pay. So since it works as first chal achiyev shvua, and the whole achiyev shvua is kehechad deloide, is by knas, there's never is achiyev shvua. Let's see the second teretz first. Ve'oide shloimah, the leman the yom palganiska knosa. If you hold palganiska knosa, lo yehei mechu yeshua godol meidos asmei debay debeknas pota. There can't be a chiyev shvua. The chiyev shvua can't be better than his eido, because the whole purpose of shvua is that they should be maidim. If he'll be maidah, he's pota. So there's no chiyev shvua to make him to be maidah. So Memela, that is the second teretz of Taisvis. Since Palganiske Knosa, so Memela, there's no Chiyiv Shuas, there's no Din Mitoich. That is the second teretz of Taisvis. The first teretz of Taisvis, Rabbi Kivega said, Taisvis understood the Lomdus of Mitoich is that not there's a Chiyiv Shuas, there's a Chiyiv Momen with an option to be Makrish, with a Shuas, but there's a Chiyiv Momen. There's a chiyuv mamon with an option. You don't take the option, so there's a chiyuv mamon. So then knas is not a factor over here. So Taisvis had a big problem. So Taisvis says, "Umi yushmu less lay aisvah bepe kolanish boy." So Taisvis says Shmuel does not hold the din of mitaych. So memela, so it's a gavaldik charifis here Shmuel. Shmuel said the Mishnah speaking about Bori Vishema, according to Shmuel, Kesa Moide Bemitzes, Mitoich. And no, Shmuel doesn't know the Mitoich. Taisus found the Gemara in Shvuas. So if you have Shas on your fingertips, you'll see the Kashas in Shver.
The whole problem is the member of Shmuel that says the Mishnah is speaking about Bari B'Shema. And according to Shmuel, it's a case of Moida B'Mitzvah and Mitai. No, Shmuel doesn't know the Mitai. That was the first Teretz of Taisus. And the second Teretz of Taisus, Taisus says, Lomdes, that by Knas Bechlau, there's no concept of Moida B'Mitzvah. This is what Rabbi Kibbega says.
The Leidami Klal, here you can't say the Yisod of Mechui Yeshua Mitech Shin Yochel Eshova Mishalem. The time of the Mechui Yeshua and Yochel Eshova Mishalem Meforesh Peperi Kalam Nishboi. The Mekoyer that Mitech Shin Yochel Eshova Mishalem the Gemara says Peperi Kalam Nishboi Mishum Dachsiv Shvuas Hashem tiye ben shneyem v'loy ben hayoshim. There's a very interesting lashon. Shvuas Hashem tiye ben shneyem. The two balei dvorim, there's two balei dvorim, Shvuas Hashem tiye ben shneyem. V'loy, so the Gemara is mamayit, v'loy ben hayoshim. A meforish also. What is the pasuk talking about v'loy ben hayoshim? Kegoin sha'om alei, Mone la'abo b'yad avicha. My father lent your father a money. Ve'om alei, chamshin yadano v'chamshin lo yadano. And the Yoshim say, 50 tak I remember the father said that he owes your father. The other 50 I don't know. So, the Pasuk is differentiating between Shneihem ubein Hayoshim. And the Gemara makes a diyuk, Dibba avua ki ay gavne mechaya. We're talking about such a case. The Yoshim said, I don't know about 50. We're not talking about swearing over here. They don't know. So, the Yoshim apota. But if the father would say the same thing, I don't know 50, I don't remember 50, the father would be chayiv. Fine, that's a posik. The Yoshim HaPotah and the Balidvorim HaChayiv. Posik. Bal Kolchok, the Tois V'Soch Litein Tam. We can't learn this as a Tukin Exeris HaKosah. Lama Bo'ov Chayiv Ubi Yoshim HaPotah. Well, as a Pola Dume. The Boloi Tama in Loima, you can't do it. There is a custom that the father can't swear, he pays. The ocean can't swear, they don't pay. Kidama Hosam, because the Gemara says, Idomalei nun islei and nun leslei, the Gemara says, because if the case is speaking about that the ocean say, we know Chloe only borrowed $50, Mali hu Mali avu. What's the difference? The ocean, what's the difference? The father, let the ocean also swear. So, there has to be a reason for this halacha. So, male is a reason for this halacha. So, over here, what's the reason why the father's mechuyiv to pay? And why they're not mechuyiv? Elahein the time, the ba'ov chayiv lo yudana, the hoye lo yledim, chayiv lo yimonim la. This is, you borrowed, $50, you see, you borrowed. If you borrowed the other 50, you don't know. Elahein in the hell. That's very modern. Either you did borrow or you didn't bother. All of a sudden, your memory is failing you. Today the Torah said you have to swear. Avol Yoshev, lehoyulem leida b'mili davur. The Yoshev, my mom is innocent. How should they? They don't know. They heard from the father, they borrowed 50. The other 50 they never heard. So Memele, so Torah says now, so anu yisot, that the whole din of mitoich is if the person who cannot swear was theoretically capable of swearing. No, he doesn't know. Oh my time is like Nami Lamifta Bishmaid Shane Lay Lady Dovazemishanok Khayoda Oikoida. He's speaking about he wasn't there. He's speaking about that the Mazik wasn't there. So how should he know? If you're not Achroi to know, there's no din in the Mitzvah Yochel Eshova Mishal. Period.
So now Toisvis went through a sugya of Shmue, which is a mitevshin chalushav and mishalem. Toisvis had three terutzim, either Shmuel doesn't hold mitoich, or the by Knashi don't say mitoich, or by Lehavel Elameida, there's also no din of mitoich. Now Toisvis go to another sugya. Vimtaima dahochem mashme delasloi Rabbi Yehuda bor Yodev. Now let's talk about what Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel said. Afilo nizik oimer bori umazik oimer shema, shema it's mechaber lo barai. She see clear that Rabbi Yehuda holds bori v'shema lav bori yodet. Lekama beperik basre ubashoyul omar moneli biyotcho. Reuven comes over to Shimon. I lent you a money. Ba'lo oimer eini yedeya, Rabbi Yehuda v'ravun mechaybi, the bori yodet. So you have the same Rabbi Yehuda. Here Rabbi Yehuda says, Bori b'shemo, lav Bori Yodev. In Ashoyel, he holds Bori Yodev. Ve'ein letarets, b'hochem ishmei de Shmuel koma. No, here it's Omer Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shmuel. This not is a personal opinion. Da besoy perikame de ksubis boi lemeima, hoda Rabbi Yehuda v'ravune de Shmuelei. The Gemara says over there, Rabbi Yehuda holds Bor v'shema Bor Yodah. He holds like Shmuel, because Shmuel also holds Bor v'shema Bor Yodah. L'fiyoy says, Svara tikshi di Shmuel ad di Shmuel. I mean, we have to be in the spoil of Taisus at Shas on the fingertips. Gemara in Ashoyo, Gemara in Subis. It's Meredith. I said a teretz on a different kasha, but now, no, I said before this teretz. There's two types of bori v'shem. The awesome, I go over to a person, I said, I lent you $100. And Yenna says, I don't know. So let's think for 1 minute. He goes over, if he's a liar, he never lent it. He's go over and tell him, I lent you $100. This person will start screaming in his face, as Ashakam, as I liar, I never borrowed a penny from you, I don't know you from Adam. So it's really a scary thing to mon if he talk and never lent it to him. So if he has the guts to go over to him and says, I lent you $100, so it seems that he's there's some truth to what he's saying. So that's a bori toy. The loive, I don't know, I did buy, I didn't buy. It's also very fluky. You didn't borrow it. Some of the mice, though. So the bori is a bori type. If he'd be a liar, it would be very difficult to go over with a straight face and say, I lent you $100. The shema is very fluky. What do you mean you don't know? You borrowed, you didn't borrow. I mean, so therefore, there, Rabbi Yehuda's bori v'shema, bori yode, 100%. Over here we're talking about Pumfakel, the Mazik was not by the scene. The Nizik was by the scene. So the Nizik comes over to the Mazik, you know, Yeshua was Negeach Mayuba. He's scared to say it. He was there alone. He knows that the Mazik wasn't there. So he comes over with Pemola, you know, I was there, I saw. He knows the Mazik can't tell him he's a liar because the Mazik wasn't there. So the bori of the nizik is a bori garua. It's not a big deal for him to say it. He knows the nizik, the mazik can be makrishim. The shema of the mazik, how should he know? He wasn't there. So memele here, it's the nahapachu. It's a bori garua and a shema toi. Here, no one said bori b'shema bori yoda. That's Shan Tois v'starot. He knows if he's a liar, Yen is going to be makish him in his face, and he'll be busy yoinis. What shall he doesn't know? Hilkach midetoin shema muchacha milse, the bori dai emes, so his bori is emes. Ubori yodev. Aval hoche mashe toim bori a big kunso vishidesh is a loyoy b'shas negiche. The mazik was not around by the negiche. V'zeh toim shema toim, shein loy leida. משום הכי אין בריות. Fine, so now we're just saying I say it, but if Hashem is born, if it's only about Bori Toiv, Hashem is Gerua. But it's not so poshut. If you have shots on your fingertips, it's not so poshut. But so if you come to the Ksubis, the boy will make him, or the Rav Hun, the Rav Yudah, the Shmuel, but the Masik Adayti, or the Dochi Hosam, the Skonom, אוי יאכל אקשי סוסם דשמול עד דשמול, דהוסם פוסק שמול, קרם גמליל, דאמן אמנס בי, דמשרסטני ננסתי, אבל גם דוסם אין לבעלידע, מוסוי ננסתם. פקטייסס הזוי. לגמרי סזן קסובס, ירבי יודה עוד בורי בשם מבורי יודף. פיין, סלמון סז, אוה, אי אבה ראי את זה שמול. אי אבה ראי את רבי יודה. הוא אי אבה ראי את זה. Von Rebbe Shmuel. Was hat Rebbe Shmuel gesagt? Der Rebbe Shmuel hat gesagt, Aloche Rabban Gamliel. What did Rabban Gamliel say? Rabban Gamliel said as follows. That there was an Isha that when they came to the Nesuin and he was boil her, she's a Bula. So he asks her, how did this happen? I made a ksuba masayim, how did this happen? So she said, let me tell you now, Misherastani nemastik, someone is manas me after the erison. But you owe me masayim zuz. Before the erison, I was a psula, you owe me masayim zuz. Now someone is manas me, that doesn't take off your chiyav of masayim zuz. And he says, I have to believe you. Maybe actually Aristichon and Nasta. Maybe someone's mad. You, someone's mad as you. Fine. Maybe it was before the Aristichon. So could be. I don't know you, Masayim. So maybe you weren't. You were a bull already before the Aristichon. Dr. Rabban Gamliel. She's believed. Bari v'shema bari yodef. The Gemara said. And Shmuel said, "Oh, he passed on Rabban Gamliel." The Gemara says, "Who is a raya? The Rabbi Yehuda, the Bar Veshema Bar Yodek." The Gemara says later, "Rabbi Gamliel is a different reason, not because of Bar Veshema. There's a cheskas aguf. We tell her on Chazaka that we assume she was a psul as long as possible." Okay, that was later. But the havamin of the Gemara was also Bar Veshema. Like Tachtais says, so there's a havamin of the Gemara. That Shmuel holds Bori Veshema Bori Yodev, Afilu Ba Bori Gru over here. She's telling me she was after the Misherastani Nenasti. And he's telling her maybe before. No, he doesn't know anything. Doesn't know anything, so she can tell him whatever she wants. So she's telling him, I became Oish Psula after the Eres, and he doesn't know from nothing, so it's a Bori Gru. And he is a Shematoy, how should he know? And the Gemara said that Shmuel holds Bori Vishema Bori Odiv, Afilu by a Bori Garua, and he Shmuel says Bori Vishema La Bori Odiv. Oh, wow, so Taisus says. And in that matter, the Gemara should have asked the Kasha.
May the Shmuel lay on my body odif, the mocking Shabori Garua. Hello, she become a Makaymish Shachalim of Litaymish. Now, let me just say a good Ha'ore. We just mentioned the Gemara in Ksubis that the Shmuel Paskin like Amliel because there's a Cheskas Aguf. There, the Lamdas is, it's a Bori with a Cheskas Aguf. It means Cheskas Aguf says, that I know, before the Eirison, she was in Apsula, and I'm clearing when she became Oyspesula, so that's why that's a Svobom Gamliel.
So the Dvayakov brings down from the Chayinim Amoydike Kashe. In our Mishnah, we have the same problem over here. We have a Cheskas Aguf. The Pora was Mu'uberes. Now I'm clearing a Shaila, when did she lose the Uber? Before the Negiche or after the Negiche? No. So you have a Bori, Veshema, and a Cheskas Aguf, and Shmuel Paskins like Rav Gamliel. No. And there, so he paskin, that Bori Veshema, Bori Guru, Abu was a Cheskas Aguf. You say Bori Veshema was a Cheskas Aguf, Bori Yodev. No. So what shall we teach Shmuel? A good Kashe. This Kashe, they bring the, Sivis Estes Kashe, the Estes Kashe. Others want to say, just we should able to go further, that others want to say that, Ibur is a Chazaka Seel Ishtanis. It's not such a strong Chazaka because, Muberes gives birth. It's that's not called a real Chazaka. A Psula is, she's a Psula. That's someone will be manas, but not a Seel Ishtanis. So Mamela there, you're still on Cheskas Aguf, you don't still on Cheskas Aguf. I think to bring from the Shmaitz in the Stadis. Al Koponim, that's a Zaitike Ha'ore. We're in the middle of Ksubis, so it's Kedai to mention this Ore. El Azuk Taisha Shebekamu Mekoyim Yishacholim Lutamech Leikoma. Good, I'm not going to be asked the Kash. How could that be Pshat and Shmuel? Shmuel Hod Bo Vishema Bai Bo Beguru Elab Bo Yod. Vahid Abayis Valiyah. Now Taisha can go right to Bo Metziah. The Abayis Valiyah is a very interesting story. It's like this, there were one person built Abayis, and the other person built an Aliyah, on top of it. Now the fellow crumbling down, the Abayis and the Aliyah. So now we have to start building again. So each one is looking for his stones. So the one from the Abayis says, this is my stone, this is my stone, this is my stone. And the one from Daliyah says, I don't know, basically. So there the Gemara says, Bori Vishema Bori Yodav. V'hi Dabayis V'li, Do Ye'echad Makya Mitzah Sabono, Naitlo, he said, this is mine. V'homer B'gemara, D'idach Komer, Aini Yedaya. V'porech, Lo'im Et Avit Yufte, D'Rav Nachman, Eros Bori Vishema, Lav Bori Yodav, V'mash V'lo. Umashme, it would seem from that, Umashme the Rabbi Yudin Iche. Hosam Yeshloim the Gilasu Shekolechad Makim Mitzvah Sabon. If he was living in the Aliyah for 20 years, he would remember if this is his stone or not. So it could be it's a Bori Toiv and a Shema Gorua. The more wants to say, speaking about that he was made in some stones, and the others he said, any idea. So, speaking about, he should have known. Oh, here Tosfos is going to remain with Akash. Very interesting story. There was two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon, their father was Yaakov. Right? Yaakov dies. So, now they have to divide the Yerusha. Reuven and Shimon, two children, to divide the Yerusha. It comes to the division, Reuven comes, he brings Levi along. He tells Shimon, you know, this is your long lost brother. He was living in Alaska the whole time. I mean, seduce him. But we're all brothers, I'm telling you, he's a brother. So Mamela, we're going to divide up the Yerusha in thirds. Zeh ochi, einay nemo. He's not believed. Zeh shayim, you say he's a brother. Meichet taisi, you don't have an amonis. V'yitol imay bechelkoi. But, you said he's a brother, fine. So I'm telling you, don't, when you take a half, you just take a quarter. He's your brother. So you have to give him the dos, but then he's your lady, he's your brother, you have to give him another quarter, that's for sure. But to take away from Shimon, you have no nemanos. Umuki bigmore, the omri inoch, ain't on a yoid. And speaking about the other brothers, Shimon, Yehuda, they don't know. Tell me, a brother in Alaska, I don't know, I don't know from anything. ודייק זוי סוי מרס מונולי ביותחו ולא אומר אין ידי הפוטר. זאת אומרת, בין זרעי ומובי, או, זרעי מונולי ביותחו ואין ידי יש פוטר. עצו שתלדי זה בורי גרוע בדיה. נשם בטויב. אשת דיינו. He's telling me a whole story. Before I was born, this was his older brother, and then he went to Alaska. He'll tell me a whole scenario. I should know what there was a brother. I didn't know. I was born 20 years later. I'm from the younger children. This happened 20 years ago. No one ever spoke about it. I don't know, based on it. So if I'll tell me he had a brother, he won't be makish me. He was born much later. So Mamela Tzabori Garua, it's a Shema Toib. The Gemara says, oh, Zaraya Bori Vishema Lav Bori Yode, is Lav Bori Yode, Manli Biyotcho, Ah, Tzushtel, this is a Bori Garua, this is a Bori Toib. Avagav the Bori Garua, Shein Lam Lachim Leidem, Hu Acheim, the Ma Yoidem Boise Shebo Medina Siyom. Hossam Balav Ochi Dochu Shaper, Vein Choshi Shloim Bolu Vatamech. Yeah, the Gemara says another Dichi, so finished. Heute schlimm das immer zu meinem mit Hochi kommen. So ich sehe mehr, es man will bei Jotr, aber leu mein Jedei Potter, heiche da wie Bori Gerua, wie Shema Toit, kein Aide muss ließen das. The Gemara does not mean every Bori wie Shema. It means a Bori Gerua. In Shema Toit, do mir dem muss ließen, we say, La Bori Jotr, and just let's say the next time, so meinst du mir viel auf der Reihe, maasch mir mehoche, den Elochi kesumches, mit leu svir leu schmur kebosei, ושמייתן חלום גובה בפרק חסקה סבתם יש להאריך בזה.